66 degrees, 724 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go back out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Judy Putnam, who's with the Michigan League for Human Services. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Tony.
Recently saw a story that the League for Human Services is involved with. There's a thought that reducing federal deficits without a significant revenue increase would cost Michigan billions. Talk about this.
Well, the Washington, D.C.-based Center on Budget and Policy Priorities yesterday released a report that I think was meant to scare us a little, and I think we should be scared. It takes a look at what might happen if we tackle the deficit without increasing revenues. And they looked at the Ryan budget, that's Congressman Paul Ryan's budget that passed last spring, that relied only on cuts. And they're very dramatic to Michigan.
Talk about them.
Well, in 2014 alone, we're looking at a reduction of $834 million to state and local municipalities, cities, and townships, from federal aid. And these are dollars that go to pay for a variety of things, but about half go to education and transportation.
So in regards to the impact of Michigan, how significant is it?
You know, it's really hard to say, you know, what does $834 million in 1 year mean? So we're trying to kind of put it in real people terms, not that these would be the cuts that were made, but if you had $834 million, you could restore, put on the streets the 3,500 public safety officers who have been cut from local budgets over the last decade as we shrink our, you know, our budgets have been shrinking. So you could add 3,500 public safety officers. You could extend dental care to all low-income kids in Michigan. And you could send 4,500 students to U of M for 4 years. That would cover their tuition, their board and room. So 4 year degrees for 4,500. It's a lot of money.
All right. So where do we get the revenue from? Do we raise taxes?
Well, there's efforts. You know, there's debate right now to not extend the Bush era tax cuts for the very wealthy. That would yield a lot of money. That's one debate. So yes, we think there's pretty broad consensus that we have to tackle our deficit so it doesn't hurt our economy. But if we just do it with cuts, we are going to hurt our economy. So we need a balance. We need a balance of some cuts, some revenue increases.
All right, Judy, when I have a challenge at home or when there is a fiscal challenge in my community, things get cut. And you do without for a while. It's just, especially in these challenging economic times, it is what it is. So why shouldn't we accept these cuts more so if we're just trying to get our fiscal house in balance?
Right. I agree with part of that. I think what we're talking about is a mix of cuts and revenue increases, because relying only on cuts will hurt our programs and will reduce, it'll impact our economic recovery.
All right. No one's going to support a tax increase, especially if it goes to anyone that is middle class or below.
Say that again. They won't support tax increase. Well, the sunsetting of the Bush era tax cuts, you know, they'll end, those special breaks will end. So the debate is on the very high end, those households making $250,000 or more. So there's pretty broad agreement to extend those cuts. Those breaks, don't let them sunset for low and middle income people.
Judy, you think we all should share in the hardships of not only the cutbacks, but of paying back into the system?
Well, sure, but I think we have already shared in the hardship. We've cut a lot in Michigan. We've really reduced our state budget. We've cut education. We've cut higher ed. We've cut community colleges. The problem is how much can you cut these programs without shooting ourselves in the foot?
All right, Judy Putnam is with the Michigan League for Human Services. Judy, if people want to get a look-see at that report, where can they go?
It's on our website at www.milhs.org or Google the Center on Budget and Policy Priority.
All right. Thanks, Judy.
Okay. Thank you.